Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome to
Yeah.
the Physical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
I forgot I was going to set my background to Christmas. So you guys are just going to
Oh,
watch me do it. I'm just going to go. Oh, maybe I'll. Did I freeze up?
Oh, you did.
I froze
There you
up. Yeah.
are. Oh, it looks very cold.
There we go.
To bundle up.
Hopefully,
And
I
we want
don't
to
freeze
welcome
up.
our moderator, Tiffany. She is here today.
Hello.
She is literally there today.
She is here today. I could open that door and she might come bouncing out.
Ooh. Are you like Tigger? Do you bounce?
No,
Bounce, bounce. I could go for that.
she's not. She's still muted. She's not taken up on that.
No. In fact, I think she's hiding. I think I heard the closet door shut.
Could be.
Yeah.
But here we were having lots of fun. The producer was having fun. We were going down memory lane and doing nostalgia, and that was so fun because he's 19,
19.
and
Bravo
what's
for good
nostalgic for
reference.
him is like yesterday for us. And we're like, oh, that's not, you're not far enough back. So yeah, that was fun. Oh goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, remember when you had to go to the grocery store to get your groceries? Yeah. We were like, yesterday.
No, that was fun.
Was
Yeah, it's
fun.
like, oh yeah, you're, and it's funny because you see the, yeah, the different age groups, and it's like, yeah, well, that we used to do, but that shows how fast things are changing because he's even seeing major changes in his
Yeah.
lifetime. So can you imagine what us old fogies have seen? You know, just
Exactly. What do you want people to do?
I want people to tell us where you're from. Say, tell us where you're coming from, where you're shining your light from. That is so cool. You're lighting the grid when you do that. And this is the Christmas grid that we're doing, the whatever grid. If you're not into Christmas, it's the holiday grid. I mean, but it's definitely the energy grid.
Yeah.
So you're shining your spot on it. So tell us where you're from. That's
Yeah.
so
Is the snow making you cold?
Do you have anything else that represents holiday season?
Feels
gonna
cold in
manifest the snow everywhere. Just want you to know. Because it just got really cold here.
here. Yeah. Uh-oh. I hope you don't get snowed in, Tiffany.
No, it's not. But it's just, it's cold enough, but it's not.
She threatened snow, and I said, "No, ma'am." And I'm not interested. It's still too cold.
Yeah, it's very cold for her. It's way out of her. Our highs are her normal lows at most right now. So
Yeah.
she's like, oh. I mean, she's in there with a blanket around her right now in that room doing this.
I think I would be with you too, to tell you the truth. I think you keep your temperatures a lot lower than I do.
Oh, I don't know about that, but that room is cold. I don't
Is
know.
it?
Yeah, that room is cold. It doesn't get the heat the same way all the other rooms do.
Well, when I'm just sitting, I'm usually bundled up. If I'm moving around, it's like, can somebody turn the heat off? But yeah, I can be that way. Absolutely. All right. So you guys, if you're going to comment, we did gather questions for those of you who went to my YouTube page, and we're going to sprinkle those in. So it's going to be live versus
Yeah, and that was for
the
people that aren't
bottom.
able to get here, you know, during the show.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that watch, you know, it's in the middle of the night, 4 a.m. for them and things, and they watch it later, so they're sending in questions.
Absolutely, yeah.
I
So
really love that. Thank you so much for doing that.
I know I appreciate those who found it and came in, and you guys did your Tiffany. You put your big capital tip of Tiffany in there, which is what I'm about to ask you to do. If you're watching live and you want to ask a question, type in Tiffany in capital letters down in the comments, and that gets to her. If you're watching on Facebook, please open the video up into its full form, not just in the feed, just to make sure we get your comments over. And what else do we want? Oh, the energy of
yeah, what,
update.
where
Energy
we,
update.
where
I know
are
we
we
had a
with
name for it.
the energy?
You
We
have
have energy.
energy.
Woo-hoo.
I've been like Christmasing all week, so
Yeah, it's really hard to anybody else having an issue with And I was thinking mine might be because Tiffany was coming in, so it was shifting my gears a little bit. So I didn't, but it felt like yesterday felt like Friday. It's like shifting into another time frame. And so it's really hard for me to know what today is.
Yeah, try not to think about it, even though it's Friday. Just in case it is Friday. Oh, energy update. So let's get back to that. And then we'll see where everybody's from. From what I understand right now, we are going into a time where we're going to have the aha moments. We've been in these pauses and we've been in these reflections and all the things. And we're going to get some aha moments. And a lot of people are going to get some new things coming in and take some steps towards something. You're going to have clarity. You're going to be able to go, oh, you know what? I've been thinking about that. Now I know how to get it moving. And you're going to take some action steps. You're going to feel motivated to move forward, which is going to feel really nice because I know a lot of us have just been sitting here going, when are we doing
Yeah,
this?
when's it gonna happen?
Yeah. And so now you're going to feel inspired and you're going to know what steps to take to do that. And that's coming in right now with the, I think it's Capricorn new moon that is happening. So,
Makes sense. Capricorn, that's when you get down to work and get down to doing
right. Yeah, and we got the solstice. Is that right? Winter? Is
Mm-hmm.
that
Yeah,
today
that's
or
on
tomorrow?
tomorrow.
I think it's tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got some energy grooving, moving
That's
into.
also in on the northern hemisphere. That's the shortest day of the year. So then after that, I'm always excited about that because then the days start getting longer again. Yay!
I
This
know.
time where it gets dark so early.
Yeah. I know. I miss summer for the long night. I do. I become the hibernating bear when it's still
Yes.
dark out when the alarm goes off. I'm like, nope. Or when I'm doing things around the house and it's dark out and it's like, I should be like getting ready for bed. Why is it only 4:30? So,
Exactly.
yeah. So anyways, get excited. We got some new stuff coming in. Mercury in retrograde's gone direct. However, the shadow does go to January 3rd, so it gets lighter and easier and whatever. If you're understanding the shadow piece to it, it's gonna fade out. But there could
And that
still
would
be
explain
some.
why things start moving because that's how it is as that lightens. And it's like, that's when you feel the energy. It does. It feels
Yeah.
lighter. It's like, oh, I can move now. And it's really fun. That's how that works.
I know.
Like,
It's like you wake
I'll
up
usually
one day
call
and
this
it's all
out.
good
It
again.
could happen because I feel different. I feel things. So it's like, yeah, this just happened. I'll play
Exactly.
with it.
Yeah. So that's all I got for you on that. Do we want to jump into where's
Yeah, see
everybody
where
from?
everybody's. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Beautiful Tiffany in the room next door. I mean, up above. Where's
Behind
everybody
the
from?
golden white door.
I won't tell you what she said about my shirt, but you guys can all probably guess.
Yes, please put in the chat what you think of Tracy's shirt.
A
What is the
story
first
behind
thing
it.
that comes to you?
It is not is not my first choice, but I put my other shirt on earlier today and apparently wasn't paying attention to something. I got something all over it. When I was getting ready to come to the show, I looked down and I'm like, what's all over me? So I couldn't really wear it. So I had to grab something else. But I told her I have the arrowhead that goes with the.
Yeah, it looks good.
All right, so we have Tennessee, Florida, Oregon, another Oregon, New York, New Hampshire, Florida, Poland,
One.
another Oregon. Oh, they're all out
Wow. Oh.
representing today, Tracy. We have
Oregon.
Texas, Colorado, Florida, Iowa, Nebraska, California, Connecticut, New Zealand, Georgia, Arizona, another
Like
color, Ohio, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, the UK,
wow.
Austria,
Austria. Wow. Oh.
Michigan. We haven't said that one yet.
That's so cool. You guys.
Australia, Canada, Chicago,
Fantastic. You're in the
Arkansas, finally.
Yay!
So,
You know who I think all the Oregon ones are? You know, there's been sightings in Oregon. the
Yeah.
UFO sightings in Oregon. I think that it's the ETs showing up for the show.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
So they might be coming in as people that I know, but
Yeah.
I just think they're channeling through them. Yeah, come on, let's party. I know. So much action in the sky these days, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's
Oh,
to
I
me.
also
I'm
wanted
not,
to.
oh, go
Oh, I
ahead.
was just going to throw in that people guessed correctly on what your shirt looks like,
Yeah,
so you
Carnage. I
all
saw
win.
Carnage. Somebody had to wear it, right?
I
It does look
guess.
like a lot of, well, it does look like a lot of blood. Anyway.
I think it's good colors on you, though.
Don't worry about it. I can carry the carnage. I can do it. It's all
Color
good.
of red is good on you.
Thank you. Yeah, that makes up for, the other slaughter comments.
We could go with red wine. You just
Red
had
wine.
a
Yeah.
massive red wine spill.
I like
Because
it.
I know you drink so often.
The good stuff. Yeah. What was I about to say too? I was going to say something about the activity in the sky.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm really looking forward to finding out, as we fast forward to resolution with all the activity in the sky, what it's finally going to be told to us that it is. That'll be fun. Wouldn't it be fun to get the honest and true answer?
If nothing else, it's, people are more aware, they're looking up, and we hear that a lot in sessions. Look up, look up.
Yep.
We don't look up, and so it's getting us to pay attention to the skies, to know
Yep.
that there's more out there. So if nothing else, maybe it's that.
Well, that is kind of the answer I got when I was asked that question, when I was doing the channeling. That hasn't come out yet. I think that Jason, I did a video with Jason and that was asked, and they said we're part of it is conditioning people to be comfortable with, the idea that there's more out there.
Something else. Yes.
So that makes sense,
It does, because otherwise it's like, yeah, it's getting used to it, getting where it's not shocking. It's not, it's like whatever, it may be taking a temperature of the reactions.
Yeah, probably
Just how ready people
measuring
say
the
they're ready,
energy.
but are they really? So
Yeah, let's put
we
our
gotta
toe
make
in the
that.
water. Let's see what they do when they see activity. Yeah, so it's a mixed bag of what's out there and the stuff people are posting. And then we get to filter through it. And I was talking to you about that before all the AI stuff. And it's like, which one's AI? Which one's real footage? Which one's, it's like, yeah. But
Yeah.
there is something going on and it'll be interesting to see what they finally tell the public it is. But
Right.
yeah.
Well, and I think we said this before, make just use your own discernment. Like you're saying, there's all these things. It's a mixed bag, so don't take everything face value. Use your discernment. Trust what you feel. Go with that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Whatever you
I agree.
come up with is fine. As long as it resonates with you.
Well, and let's cover that topic of creating your own reality again as well, because I mean, we talk about it a lot on here, but I swear I've been using that phrase a lot lately. It's like, listen, you guys, what do you want it to be? We're creating our own reality around this. What is it that we want this to be? So,
Exactly.
yeah. And there's been people that have talked to me and they're afraid. They don't know what this is. And it's like, listen, if that was a threat, do you think they would just, that they wouldn't have gotten that, shot that out of the air already? There's no threat.
Right, exactly.
So,
Yeah, it would happen so fast we wouldn't even know about it. It was a threat.
yeah, it's meant for us to see it and it's meant to see how we're going to react to it. Very cool. All right. Should we get the beloved?
I think we should.
Oh, beloved, angel in the sky. Oh, look, the summonsing. She's not coming. Told you she hid in the closet. We went and
I mean,
scared her.
was there a reason you were calling me? I didn't understand the prompt.
Question.
We can make up another reason if you want. I could use
Oh,
a refill on my water.
I was just making sure that was still my job here. Just kidding.
It's still your job. Not
First of all, I
replacing
want
you.
to say that Rocket is in here breathing very deeply. He's sleeping.
Yeah, he's in there with her. He's
Aw, you're
helping.
cute.
Rocket just is attached at the hip to Tiffany. Absolutely loves her. Just so sweet.
I love that. How are you going to fit Rocket in your suitcase? That's the question.
I don't think she'll allow it to happen.
Oh.
Yeah, there's that obstacle.
There is the
Okay.
obstacle of mommy.
So this question looks like it's from Tom. Tiffany, aka Sensational Goddess. You're off to a great start, Tom.
We like Tom.
When I am asking a question of my higher self, is that the same as asking a question of spirit?
I'm just going to say yes. I mean, what they've told me, rather than, because I think in the beginning I was discerning and I was like, okay, this is you, this is you. It's like that's part of our conscious mind. It wants to know all these specific answers like that. But what they've told me is they say, just call us your guidance team. And that includes higher self, guide, spirits, everything. It's like it, all of it, because they're all here to help us. And so it's a whole team. And so with that in mind, I would say yes.
Yeah, I think that is, you're right. It's like us trying to separate ourselves from everything, and it's all connected. So yeah, I'm going to say yes to that too. That seems like an accurate answer that, when we're talking to higher self, we're talking to other versions of ourselves, we're talking to our God aspect of self or universe, whatever word you have for that. Yeah, I think it's all connected. Okay. Oh, beautiful, loving, creative, youthful, dynamic voice of the sky. What do you have for us next?
I don't think there's any adjectives left.
I know. I was
No,
about to say
no,
I need more.
no.
I should get a thesaurus out here and be like.
I thought this one was a pretty interesting question. Tiffany, why do most pyramids on Earth align with Orion's belt?
And that is a good question. I know there's some people that do a lot of research and they make their whole career of actually looking at doing that and actually finding that out. Do you have any specific, I feel like you would have information on that. I know as far as I
Feel like
think
I
what
wish I
we had
did.
before, I think what mom got in some of her sessions when she was doing the custodians was that it had to do with this is where they're from. They're from those areas. And so this is
The
the
ones that
name.
created the different temples and stuff. Yeah, I think my answer would have to go along with something of that nature. I was sitting here trying to look at that. We're gonna have I don't know what we're gonna have happen over here with the cat and the dog, but
It'll be
you guys stay
fun.
tuned to that and I'll
It'll
see
be
what I do.
entertaining.
Yeah, this is a sideshow way, I think. How focused the dog is on that cat. Anyways, okay. So, yeah, there's so much that we don't know, and a lot of people do know about astrology, but there's such a connection to astrology, to our ley lines, to our grids, and to all the things, that we go through. It's my understanding that, as we built these temples, these pyramids, these sacred places, that we did that along the ley lines, and the ley lines are what are connecting to those stars. So
That makes sense.
it's really an interesting thing. I would love to know more about that as well.
Oh yeah, ley lines are energy lines. Well, actually, it makes sense, but it doesn't because it's the energy lines of the earth.
Yeah, and when it reaches a certain point, when it's pivoting, like if you watch some of those those shows where they're in the ancient Egypt and all the things, and they're showing the earth moving, and the sun and the stars line up at every, like once a year, it'll all line up perfectly. There's got to be something to all of that, and
Yeah,
it's.
that's for those, but it's like as far as these aligning with Orion's belt. Yeah. But so
But
many
they
of the
won't
things
always
align
be
with,
in alignment with Orion's belt.
right. So many of the different things, like Newgrange, that's one that I went to in Ireland. That is lined up, and many of them do this. They line up with the solstice. Stonehenge, they have things that line up with the solstices. And so a lot of the things that are out there that are lining up like that, it was about teaching us
This
awe.
is Theo, and Theo is not normally in here. So this is interesting. Today it's interesting.
Goodness.
He's the naughty kitty.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, so many of the things that they were doing by having things line up at the solstice, it had to do with planting cycles and, different things that to do with crops, and because that's when they were teaching everyone how to provide for themselves, how to
Yeah.
farm and how to do work with animals and things. So that's what a lot of that was. The pyramids aligning. Yeah, it's something else. I realize that's not part of that, but oh, let's see. The pyramids are tools. They are motors. Okay, and that's all about. I'm trying to grasp. Something's trying to come in, and I'm trying to grasp it. But I'm thinking logically in there too, as far as what I know about them. But this is a several questions. I'll say, tell you some of these questions that had come in. Some of them were personal, and some are like this. These are great curiosity questions. We don't necessarily have the answers, but look what we're both doing. We're tapping in. We're like, okay, well, what is it? You can do that too, or
Yeah.
you can have a session. If you have a QHHT session, you can ask this. This is a wonderful question. If this is something you'd like to know, then there's a reason that you want to know it. See,
Yeah.
that's something that's personal to you. And that's you can actually ask questions like that in a session. So if you get an
Absolutely.
answer, go ahead and do it and get an answer and come back and tell us what you got.
Go get a session. Come back. Tell us what you got. We
But I
want
was
to
trying
know.
to tell you something to do with what the pyramids do. They are transmitters. Ooh, they're transmitters.
Okay.
That's something.
That is something. I've heard that there's pyramids on other planets as well. So
Mars, I think is Mars where they showed pictures of them
it's
being.
probably, I mean, that's come through in sessions as well as I think the space explorers have found that as well. But I think that's come through in sessions where they are transmitting towers and they're communicating with other planetary systems. So that's a very advanced cell phone system.
It is. Well,
Yeah.
and all the pyramids, I mean, there's so many pyramids. There's like more than 300 just in Cairo, just in that area right there. And all when we go, what we see a few, right? And they said
Yeah.
there's at least 300. There's more than that. Okay, you have those, and then you look at the whole world. There's a lot of pyramids. All of them are
Everywhere.
they were
Yeah.
transmitting each other. These are like antennas. They're transmitting. I mean, this was a whole different system, and it's one that is still available. Oh, goodness. Okay. So I'm trying, it's like, what are you showing? I'm showing them communicating, and it's like it's still available. It's like it's waiting. So it's maybe something that we'll be able to use.
That makes sense as we keep evolving and moving towards the new earth. And you guys, this is, everybody's always asking when. Guess what? We're in it. And so right now we're moving very fast in that direction and we're gaining momentum every day with more and more people and, the ships and people exploring what ifs and all the things. So as we move into that, it would make sense that would be reactivated and available to us.
Yeah, it's waiting for us.
Very cool. All right, I know we got a lot of questions on the board I'm not looking at over there, and I know Tiffany's got a handful of questions, so we shall open the gateways to the
Sounds good.
benevolent Tiffany above. What does she have for us now?
Well, it's magical unicorn now.
Okay.
You had touched on QHHT, so there was a question that came in from the YouTube questions. I am currently taking the level one QHHT training online. By 2 minutes in, I am fighting to stay awake. I am not at all bored or tired. I am fascinated. Am I accidentally being hypnotized by Dolores or going into alpha state?
I would say so. Mom has the best hypnotic voice.
Yeah.
And if you've watched her videos, if you've been, where you kind of tuned into her voice, it will do that. Mom had hypnotized me. Well, I can't talk right now. I was one of her guinea pigs, so she worked on me a lot. So I was conditioned to her voice, and it was so funny. I mean, I would come home, and we'd just be visiting. We'd be sitting in chairs in the living room visiting, and I would do the very same thing. I'm just like, I can't, because of her voice. So she was always putting me under. That was always by accident. We're just talking.
Oh my
So yeah,
goodness.
I think so. I think yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yeah. What an interesting experience. So definitely hypnosis is something that this person's alley to explore that. It's connecting.
Exactly.
So yeah, very cool. It'll be fun to hear back from that particular audience member on when they do the induction. Do they fall in under? I know when I get into a certain rhythm, I'm like, man, I'm going in with him. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how you do when you read it. It'll be nice. All right, what else we got? Oh, Miss Unicorn. You could be a Pegasus too and have wings. Could you be a Pegasus unicorn? That would be interesting.
I don't know. I feel like you're crossing breeds.
I am. Maybe that's a no-no. We've heard things about that with Atlantis. Don't want to do that. We won't go
This is kind of an interesting question. I actually had a friend talking about this the other day because I think there's a lot of shows on it coming out. I mean, there's a lot of shows on a lot of things, obviously. I was wondering in regards to reincarnation. I've always thought when we come to incarnate, we come with no memory of our past lives. Why do some young children know their past?
Because they're still very, very connected. They know that they're connected. As we get a little older, we believe the illusion of being separate. And so that's with that, we forget.
Yeah.
So yeah, we
I think
come
it's.
in, we don't remember, but I feel like they're just still very connected. They don't, it leaves as they get older.
Yeah. I think it. The studies have shown that around age 7, it fades out. And what's really interesting about that, too, is that around age 7 is when you've learned your reaction, how you're going to react to the world. You've learned all your reactions. So as an adult, you're reacting as a 7-year-old. When you're triggered into something, you go back and regress back to that. That 7-year-old, and how would you have responded as a 7-year-old? So
Oh,
that
that's such a
explained a lot
good
about people.
wow. And so if you don't like how you react, I mean that's fantastic because that explains reactions. But you can work with that. You don't have to stay
Absolutely.
there. You can shift and help yourself to react differently. But if you know that I'm reacting like a child, I mean, how many people do you know they do? They act like children when they react.
Well, how
That's
many times have we said
steps.
that? Man, they're acting like a child. Well, because they're coming from that 7-year-old wounded child, or that wounded part of the 7-year-old. Not that the 7-year-old is entirely wounded, but I find it interesting that we go from remembering, we can remember our past lives and recall things. Like, there's so many parents out there that go, I don't understand. My kids used to tell me stories. I'd go by a cemetery, and my oldest, when he was a little guy, would go, oh, my mom's buried out there. And I'm like, I hope not. And I'm like, tell me more about that. And then now when he got older, he had no memory of saying that kind of stuff to me at all. But then what is also that correlation with now, this is also the age where now you adopted how you're going to react to things, conflict and disagreements and hurt and.
Well, and here's another thing, another correlation that happens at seven as well. So a lot of things happen at seven
Yeah.
is our energy is not fully in the body. We have this connection especially the volunteers or anything. It's like the energy comes in little by little because it's such a high frequency. So it has, it can't, the body can't hold all of that energy all at once. So it has to adapt to it gradually. By the age of seven-ish, all of the energy is in. So now you are your full being. So before that, see, you've been this connected being.
Yeah,
So
very
very
expansive
connected.
and
Yeah. So see, there's several things happening there that where it's like now you are officially here is around
well,
seven.
if you're around a baby, you can watch them. Their eyes will go and just be focused on something, and you can see they're watching something, and you're sitting there going, "What is it?
Yeah,
What is it?"
what do you
I
want?
learned to just go, "Hi."
Yeah.
Somebody's here, whether it's a loved one visiting or their guides or whatever it might be. But yeah, they're still connected to all that stuff. I think part of the question was, why is that? Are they still connected till seven? But or as children,
I think it's
that
one of
I'm not real sure, but
well,
I'm
that's the
not.
that would be that energy there. It's not all their energy yet. See, it's still this,
Yeah.
it's a mixture. And by seven, it's totally theirs. They are completely in here, and they're kind of now they're fully in this world. Now you're officially here. And that's when you forget.
There it is. Okay. Well, again, if it resonates, take it.
Yeah.
If not, play with that a little. There's a lot of information on this stuff and on the internet. So, yeah. All right. Do you
Well,
want
and
to
they're
set
saying there's shows on it. I would love to hear about that. So, I mean, I'd love to watch those kinds of shows.
I know. I loved learning that stuff. It's, all that stuff fascinates me. People fascinate. All right, Miss Tiffany. Oh, beautiful up high. What's our next question?
am here. Thank you for summoning me. The next question is, what are your thoughts on ADHD?
Oh, that's kind of, we talked about that 2 weeks ago about the was it autism? And that question was part of the autism question, and I asked him to come back and ask it.
Okay.
So
Good
that's piggybacking on all the energy that's coming into the body from the autism and their reactions to that. So what have you learned over the years with QHHT with ADHD?
That these are these new children, and so they're coming in, it's a different frequency, and that's where it's at the high energy. It's just a whole different frequency, and we're just not used to that. But this is the new DNA. This is, and they're teaching us how to work with it. So that's where you see more of that and the autism. This is all this new energy, this new the new kids, with everything
Yeah.
connected. So if you notice, as we get more connected, as we're kind of adapting and everything. What are you seeing? It's hard. Are we having trouble concentrating? Are we a little bit
You and
scattered?
me, yes.
Yeah. It's like, so I think that some of that is showing us how, this is the world that they've been in and we're going into it. And so this is what's happening. They've been in 5D, where there is no time. There is no, so to us, they've been strongly into 3D and all the time structure. It's like, what, that looks really erratic. It looks odd, but now we're in it and we're going, I can't pin a time down. I can't do these things. Well, that's, see, now we're functioning in that.
Yeah. I know I asked that personally, being in a house with kids that, there's a lot of that energy here in the house. So I asked that in one of my sessions, and the answer that came back was, as we keep evolving into new Earth, what we see as ADHD and in the third dimension densities is not even going to exist in New Earth
That makes
because the
sense.
frequencies catch up. And so, yeah,
Yeah, see, yeah,
so
I know.
those.
It's just because you have the two different things happening, so
Yeah. Yeah. So, right now it's just like this almost insanity of going back and forth between these energies is it's a lot. And that's why the mind is so busy. It's picking up on so many things, but in when you got there's so many things coming in right now. Stop. Like
I know
it's happening to
exactly.
me
I
right
got to quick
now.
grab one of you. Go on.
Anyways, I'll get this one.
Yeah.
It is, because we keep bouncing in and out of that fifth dimension back and forth, 5D, 3D, and all the things, but our minds are constantly grabbing all of those things and getting a lot of information. These guys are very connected, very psychic, intuitive beings. One of the things with the autism type things as well that I got in a session was that there's souls that came in to play that role for us so that we had learned to be more sensitive to other people's energy, because we do not realize how much other people's energy, our energy, will affect someone else's energy. So they are wearing it on their t-shirt. It's like, dude, you saying that was like shattering. Even though you weren't directing it at me, I felt it, you know? And so they were showing that, and it made so much sense, because when I started doing the channeling, if somebody didn't like what was being said, their energy was like daggers. And I'm just like, man. And all they're doing is thinking. They weren't even saying anything. And we do this all the time. So I think all of this is teaching us how to be more aware of what we think, what we say, what we do, taking responsibility for our actions and our thoughts, because it is a vibration and a frequency that is picked up by others. And we can't be in that oneness consciousness if we're shooting daggers unintentionally, intentionally, however. So it's good to be aware of that stuff. Anyway, so these are some of the pieces of information that I've picked up on over sessions and
Oh,
different.
that's great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff we're learning. We have no clue. We're all, why is this happening? But look what it's teaching us. You know, be sensitive, be careful.
Yeah,
Words
so if you're
matter,
seeing
thoughts
reflections,
matter.
remember things are reflecting all the time. So if you're thinking, so if you're wondering about that, and then if you have some things reflecting back at you, it's trying to show you that. So maybe this is what it's you're experiencing is like, I'm wondering, you know, like what is it about this? And it's something that you're wanting to know, and you want to know how it feels or what's going on, why is this happening? But then if you're having a situation in your life that's reflecting to you, I don't know where this is coming from, but it's like, I'm feeling like somebody's got this. So pay attention to what you're having reflected back to you, because that's your answer.
Wow, good question. I'm glad we got to continue that, because, yeah, that's something we're all experiencing right now on some level, I think. So, your turn to summons the great one.
Hey, Tiff.
Was waiting for the
So
ding dong or the.
eloquently said.
Works, it works.
As you were talking about all this, how do you stay grounded knowing all of these amazing things?
I think that's part of what helps me to stay grounded, is because I'm not worrying about stuff, because it's like, oh, everything's in perfect order. Oh, it's all an experience. You can't do it wrong. You can't. That's, I think for me, that was the most grounding thing. You cannot screw it up. You cannot
Exactly.
do it wrong, because you came here to have an experience. And no matter what choice you make, no matter what you do, you're having an experience. You cannot screw it up.
I think what really started, just live it. Live what you believe, live what you feel, all those things. When you live it, you're grounded in it. It's when you have a foot in one and one the other, you know, it's like when you're straddling, that's when you're out of alignment, and that's when it will feel weird and you're kind of trying to hold on to something and you feel like you're flying away or whatever. Just live it. Go ahead, put both feet in, go all the way, live it, and you'll be grounded in what you believe.
That makes me want to touch on something that came through in a session. Similar kind of topic is not feeling grounded and feeling really connected and out there with the universe and da da da. And then all of a sudden it stopped. Why did that happen? Well, it happened because they were spending too much time out there, and they were supposed to be in this experience. So that's something to remember, and it's something that your mom talks about too. This is the most important life of all, because this is the one you're in. And so it's good to be reminded every once in a while, because we do get caught up in all the things that are outside of us that are going on, and it is amazing and
It's an
fascinating.
escape. Yeah, it's like it's
Yeah,
an
it is. It's an escape, but we're
You're
supposed to
here.
bring that here with us
Be here.
and be in this experience and use what you know, what you learned from all of that. And be the creator of your reality here.
Yes. That's
And
the whole point of being here. That's the test. If there's a test, that's the whole lesson, is figuring out how this is, like you're saying, it's where you're from, it's what you do.
yeah.
is bringing it here and doing it. That's been the challenge, is how do you do that? So both feet in, do
Your
it.
mom talks about that too. She talks about the part of what we came here to do is learn how to shape the energy.
Yeah,
I think she
manipulate
said
energy.
manipulate it, but we don't, that word
Yeah,
gets
that
bad.
word.
So shaping the energy to create your desires, and you have the gift and ability to do that, and that's what you're remembering and learning how to do.
Exactly.
And now we're doing it as a big collective to make a new earth, and as beautiful, and what an exciting ride this has been, and we're in it.
Yes.
So buckle up. It's
Yep.
fun.
We're all in it together.
Yeah. Oh, not drone in the sky. What do you have for us now? Since we were talking about all the future things that are happening.
Did you just crack yourself up, Tracy? It was a knee slapper.
Now I'm like the little kitty that draws in money. Oh,
Oh yeah.
What do they call that? Feng shui kitty. Oh, feng shui.
This isn't a question, but I do have to take note. Thank you, Johnny. He said, or they said, Miss Tiffany, my avocado princess ninja. So if you have a question, Johnny, let me know, but I appreciate the name title.
Okay.
All
That
right,
just makes me
so.
want to get some chips and avocado dip, but okay, go ahead. I love it.
I have been meditating at least 1 to 2 hours a day, listening to theta waves, not getting much info. Assuming that Dolores's description of New Earth fifth dimensional shift is a matter of focus attention, I am not getting confirmation.
I think it's a matter of love, laughter, joy. Find what makes you happy.
Yes.
Don't get too serious about that meditation. Some people can't meditate unless they're walking. I talk to people all the time about that. I cannot sit and just, be in a quiet meditation, but I can go do the dishes and get all kinds of information, vacuum the floor, mow the
Hour
lawn, go for a walk.
drive.
Yep, go for a drive. I'm a moving meditator. I've got to move. So try something different, but most importantly, just have fun. That's how we get
Absolutely.
to 5D with our lightheartedness, our joy, our love. That's how we get there.
Well, and another thing about theta is that's where, I mean, you just move through theta. You don't hold yourself in theta. You just move through it as you're going to sleep. And you don't remember what you're doing when you're asleep. So that's where you're probably going. And the way to actually get the answers is to have, see, in a session, a QHHT session, the practitioner is holding you in theta. And they do that. That's how the technique works, is we're holding you. That's not a natural state to be held there. And that's why you will get all these answers, is that's the place that you get them. It's just naturally we don't hold there. We just move right through it. So meditation, you're gonna go to sleep. See, you're just gonna slide through and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's happening.
Cool. All right.
Sweetie.
Beautiful butterfly.
Oh, I'm a butterfly now?
If you were a butterfly, what color do you think you would be?
Blues and purples with black.
Nice. Nice. I think I can envision that.
And you, Tracy?
I think I would also be blue. What is the blue one? There's a name for it. It's not the monarch one, is it? I think that's the
Maybe.
orange one. I don't know.
Yeah, that monarch's really
Anyways, I saw blue too. Maybe
I
we're
did
from the
too.
blue
I
people.
saw blue and pink, and then she got the purple. I thought, well, yeah, that's really close.
Anybody else a blue butterfly? What kind of butterfly are you guys? All right. I have this one paper that keeps tickling me, and no matter what I do, I can't get it out of my face. So.
That's what I'm doing. I've got this hair right here. It's like, oh, great. We
My
are so
plan is
twinning tonight,
working.
other than the shirt.
Mm-hmm. Where's your blood
I
shirt?
know, I almost wore it, but
Got that me.
We've been talking a lot about 5D, and there's been a few questions about how does this work for animals or birds on this earth at this moment? Do they choose to work on this 3D planet?
There, That's a good question. I think we need to, we're all connected. We're all shifting. We're all in this thing. We're happening together. So the animals, oh, their reflections are a big deal because animals reflect what we're doing. So that pet plays a big part in it. But remember, we as the creators, we have created all these things to be in our world. So as we're shifting, they're shifting as you want them to be there. So that's, but I keep, there's something about them being our reflectors. Maybe that's it, is because we're bringing, oh, I just noticed you have, I'm like, that looks so familiar. So now Tiffany's behind your door.
Yeah, Tiffany's right back here. And while we were twinning about everything, I thought I might just bring in the background that would help reinforce that. So, okay, I'll stop. You guys, I'm really getting punchy with this Christmas energy, right?
So what do you, the animals are there. They operate differently. I mean, they have their souls and everything, but I feel like they're already on this high frequency. It's us that we're the ones that are, we think we're all that. Humans
You
think we're
know,
all that, and we've got so much to go.
yeah, it seems like whenever we talk about things on here, I can always find a conversation I had in the week that mirrors it. But one of the clients and I were talking about how we need to get back to nature and back to, being respectful and kind. Like animals, animals that eat meat, they only kill enough to eat what they need, and they're not overdoing it or whatever. And we're just over consumers in so many ways, and we're depleting things and whatever. This is an experience we're having. Then I bounce back to that and go, yeah, that's the experience we're having. So,
Hopefully
but
learning
I
from
think
it.
in the topic of animals, I think you're right. I think that they are, I think they're aspects of our souls playing roles as animals, getting those experiences as well. I think that they're also gateways for other things come through. Like many times I get the dragon energy off of my dogs, and that dragon energy can be around us, especially the littlest one. And dragon baby energy.
Ferocious.
So and the cats are, we've been told over and over and over again, the cats are gateways for the Lyrans to come through and do healing work on people. And when they're purring, their frequency is healing. It's been proven
Well, no,
that
I
it's
mean
a
they do that
healing.
business, and they're doing it right
Yeah.
on the heart area and the
Yeah. What do they call that? Making
plexus.
dough or something? Or, yeah. So yeah, I think that the animals, there's the dragon. Did you hear him bark? Yeah.
Like, yeah, me.
They are really in the energy with me tonight. Let me tell you, the cat coming in here now, Buddy barking, and it's something else today with the
Yeah,
energy.
well, so many times I can sense guides in animals. And so I think that, like you're saying, they're gateways for
Yeah.
my things. So
Yeah, I
I
think that.
think animals can get so close, and they're so unconditional.
Yeah. So beautiful. So yeah, I think animals are our teachers in so many ways. So, and the sacrifices some of them make to teach us is incredible. So all right. What else we got? How are we
One more
doing?
question, I think. I
Okay.
don't know, he hasn't given us a time yet, so maybe we're still okay.
Yeah, we'll wait for him to make
There we
his.
go.
Oh, there it
You're still good.
is.
Okay, let's keep
4 minutes.
going.
Okay. What do we got?
Can
We got
you
one for.
elaborate on all the geometric shapes floating around?
Oh, that goes to the grid. See, the grid is geometric. That's what I love. And I'm not sure what you're, when you say all the geometric shapes floating around, I don't know what you're referring to. If there's some report or anything, but I know what I've seen. And it's usually at night. I'll see, like, in one time it was very definitely a grid. And I think you've said something about it's being having geometric shapes and everything to it. And
Absolutely.
whenever I was first being made aware of it, it was definitely geometric shapes, and they would be turning and doing different things. So
Yeah.
but it's, so I would say
Here's.
if you're seeing it, you're definitely a grid worker. I mean, you're somebody involved with the grid, but
Right. here's some knowledge that came through over the last month or so, is that the shift that's been going on, and I may have already talked about this, but the shift that's been going on that, we kept saying something's happening, and then it happened. We had the shift, and part of the shift was Pluto moving into Aquarius. A lot of us felt that shift. I think you even described it as plunk into the body, and we were talking
Yes,
about
yeah,
how
so
there was a shift.
yeah, exactly.
This is also opening up vortexes, or portals, vortexes, whatever term you want to use for it, around the world. And those vortexes, if you're drawn to them, you'll be able to open up portals into the magic realm, which is where some of the sacred geometry comes from. So if you guys want to play with that kind of stuff, you just sit there and you decide which way is it spinning. We played with that, right? But it's opening up access to the magic. They will only open up the magic to people of a right frequency, because if it gets in the wrong hands, of course, then that would be not so good. So if you're of, if you're of a jolly holly Christmas energy, you'll probably qualify for that. But go play with the magic and create good things with it. But magic is coming back. And why is that exciting for Tracy? Because the magic is real.
Everybody's gonna know it.
The magic is real, and it's finally being demonstrated. Speaking of magic, if someone wanted to have a QHHT session, or become a practitioner, or go to the retreat, or go to a companion course,
Yeah,
where would they go?
all the QHHT, everything with QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. Anything you need to know there. And if you want to get the course, Tracy has a coupon code if you'd like to use that to get a percentage off.
You guys are going to be surprised. Code is the magic is real, all one word. The magic, no shock. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off. Very exciting. Very exciting. Don't forget, the retreat is in May, Asheville, North Carolina. Go check that out. It's filling up. It sounds like it was filling up.
Yep,
So go check it
it is.
out.
And there you can use the code 5D love and you can get $300 off the already reduced price that's on the site.
That's incredible.
It is. It's really good.
Go make it happen, you guys. And in June, there's going to be a beautiful, fun cruise in Iceland.
Yes, a once in a lifetime cruise to around Iceland and over to Greenland. I mean, if that's on your bucket list, come and join us. Tiffany, Tracy, and I, and Trina, we will all be on this cruise and just have fun with you. We're going to all be working together. We have some structured things, but the best thing is to be together.
10 days cruise, 7 stops, 3 days of focused workshops, and then 7 days of us spending time together wherever we end up doing that. So check it out, tracymahan.com. Go to Iceland Cruise tab. You'll find it. I think that's all we got. Did we get it?
Think so.
Okay, so Merry Christmas, everybody,
Yes, happy
and
holidays.
happy
Thank
holidays.
you,
Have fun. Thank you, Tiffany. In the other
Tiff.
room.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.